now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Care to guess what the biggest political story last week was in North Carolina? Maybe that the number of children living in poverty in the state has risen 19% in the last 4 years. Or the plans to close one of the state's three residential schools for deaf and blind students. Maybe the lawsuit against the state's extreme anti-choice law that lawmakers approved this summer. Nope. The biggest story of the week was a dumb, clumsily told joke by Governor Beverly Perdue at a Rotary Club meeting. Perdue suggested that we should suspend next year's congressional elections so lawmakers in Washington can focus on the country's problems instead of worrying about next November. Now, nobody can seriously believe Perdue wants to put off next year's elections. She can't even if she wanted to, and she doesn't want to. She's simply frustrated with partisan politics. It was a bad, ill-timed, and poorly delivered joke. But right-wing pundits immediately claimed Perdue was a totalitarian dictator, and one group called for her impeachment. Give me a break. Back in the real world, there are still 19% more children in North Carolina living in poverty than in 2007. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.